Governor Larry Hogan's statewide stay-at-home order will lift tomorrow at 5 p.m., allowing some businesses to open. But that doesn't mean everything is opening back up. Many restrictions will stay in place, and the rules may vary county by county. WYPR reporter Rachel Bay joins me to unpack what the change means. And Rachel, the governor said yesterday he is replacing his stay-at-home order with a, quote, safer-at-home advisory. What is the difference here?
So now residents are required to stay at home unless they are doing something considered essential, like going to the grocery store or walking their dog, going outside for exercise. Violating the order is a misdemeanor. Beginning tomorrow evening, residents will still be strongly encouraged to stay home as much as possible, but they will no longer be breaking the law if they leave.
And some things will reopen. What will be allowed to reopen?
Retail stores will be allowed to open, but they have to limit the number of people inside to half of their maximum capacity. Hair salons and barber shops can open by appointment only. Manufacturing facilities can resume operations. Churches and other religious institutions can resume services at half capacity. But Hogan encourages outdoor services whenever possible. Hogan also mentioned car washes, art galleries, and pet groomers. But other places, including gyms, theaters, malls, bowling alleys, tattoo and massage parlors, nail salons, amusement parks, they need to stay closed. Restaurants can only be open for carryout still.
The state had more than 700 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 each of the last 2 days. Is it really safe to start opening back up now?
Some elected officials and medical experts have questioned whether it's too soon. Hogan said his decision is based on the number of people hospitalized and the number of people in intensive care units. Both of those numbers are down over a 14-day period. Hogan also emphasized that this is just the first step of his 3-step recovery plan. It's not a return to the way things were before March. Everyone still needs to wear masks in public, distance themselves from others, and avoid groups greater than 10 people. People who can should still continue to work from home. Hogan said the risk is far from gone.
Unfortunately, the painful truth is that this virus will continue to be with us, and potential outbreaks will continue to remain a deadly threat until a vaccine is widely available.
Hogan also said local officials will have flexibility to decide when it's safe to begin reopening businesses in their jurisdictions. Have leaders in the Baltimore area indicated next steps here?
Baltimore Mayor Jack Young and Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski issued a joint statement saying they will determine next steps over the next day. The governor has laid out 4 prerequisites for reopening: sufficient personal protective equipment, widely available testing, increased hospital capacity, and robust contact tracing to determine who may have been in contact with someone who has the virus. And Olszewski and Young said their jurisdictions don't have enough of any of these, save for hospital beds. The leaders of Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties have also said they are not ready to reopen, and the Anne Arundel County executive said he is consulting with the county health officer before making any decisions. But other counties, including Harford County, plan to move ahead with reopening.
If this is the first step in the recovery plan, when can we expect the second step?
Hogan said to some extent that's up to Marylanders.
I'm anxious to move into phase 2 and get the rest of the business open. A lot of it depends on how everyone treats this first phase. If everybody goes crazy and does things that are unsafe, we're going to balloon back up and slow down the process. If everybody responds responsibly, we'll be able to move forward, quicker.
Hogan's published recovery plan warns that unexpected increases in hospitalizations or significant outbreaks could slow or even reverse the reopening.
And we will continue to watch for that. Rachel Bay is WYPR's state politics reporter. Thanks for explaining all this.
My pleasure.